T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Tim Anderson is playing out of his mind. I was just looking through. You know, the most bases, most total bases, walks, hit by pitch, stolen bases per plate appearance this year so far? Cody Bellinger's at the top. Mike Trout is second. Dan Vogelbach, our favorite large adult son, is third. Wilson Contreras is fifth in total bases per plate appearance. Tim Anderson is ninth. He's a top 10 offensive player by that measure this year. He has been electric.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sports. It'll be Jason Benetti at 10, midday, midway, 10:20, Ian Rappaport, 10:40, Len Casper at 11, and other stuff as well. I want to note a breaking story before we get started here on Sports Radio 670. Yeah. This is from Channel 7's website at abc7chicago.com. Sports broadcaster Chet Kopech, known as the godfather of sports, has died. Kopech was injured in a car accident on April 11th in Savannah, Georgia, according to his former wife. And he died Wednesday due to those injuries. He was 70 years old.
Yeah, his daughter Lindsay posted on Facebook saying, "We lost our father, Chet Kopech, April 17th, due to complications from injuries he sustained. His passing is untimely, unexpected, painfully sad. Our father's wishes were to have a memorial service for friends and family, to reflect on good times, to laugh, sharing memories of the past. When we have those details, we'll share them as soon as possible."
Our phone number at Sports Radio 670, The Score, is 312-644-6767. Email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Texting is at 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein underscore MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. You must download the radio.com app.
Tim Anderson can bat flip until the end of time.
With you on that. That way you can stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Brian Gertz directs the video feed at watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live. And his camera's right here. You should always be following along. Hello. Getting a look at that. Producers are Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and the Mexicutioner, Ray Diaz. I am totally with you on what's going on. There are a lot of layers and there's a lot of projection going on regarding the reaction and response to Tim Anderson doing what he does, and the fact that Joe West is involved, and the fact that it's the Royals, and the fact that it's Ned Yost. There's nothing neutral about this.
No, that's what happens when 60 guys get onto a field and start pushing and shoving, because apparently celebrating while playing a kid's game is too much for somebody to handle. That's what happens when you've got all those forces involved.
It's just this sport. And I don't know why. I know hockey's got its own weirdnesses too.
Oh, it has its own rules and its own weirdness. There's no doubt.
But nobody has a problem in hockey if after you score a goal, you dance like a ballerina.
No one has a problem.
And everybody jumps up and down and they play songs.
The NFL has a problem with celebrating after touchdowns. They've had various incarnations of rules saying you can and can't have fun, and how many people you can have fun with, and what kind of props you can use while you're having fun. But baseball has a very different situation around it, because you can hurt somebody afterward. You can end things afterward. If you want to, if you're Brad Keller, you can buzz the tower. And granted, that's not what he did yesterday to Tim Anderson. He threw at his ass. And that's, I guess, the accepted part of a person to throw at. But it's just, it's stupid. It's just very stupid. And I'd say the same thing if a White Sox pitcher threw behind a Royal. I'd say the same thing if a Cub threw behind a Cardinal. Throwing at batters, it's just dumb anymore. The outcomes, the potential downfalls, the injuries that could occur from all this, like there's no upside to that. It's as simple as this. Next time Tim Anderson comes up, get him out. That's your retaliation. get him out. Win the ball game. You did half of that yesterday, the Royals, so why not be celebrating that?
Essentially, to me, it is that we're not dealing with equal forces here at work.
No.
A bat flip doesn't hurt you. A bat flip just makes you feel bad because you failed as a pitcher. Throwing a baseball at someone, and don't give me the it's only at his butt or it's only at his thigh.
Thank God it was. It shouldn't have happened.
It is a weapon. And allowing somebody say, well, that's just baseball. It shouldn't be. And just because it has been doesn't mean it should continue to be. It's stupid and dangerous.
Well, this is where it gets weird for me, too, because Ned Yost and Ricky Renneria got into it during that discussion. And Tim Anderson gets thrown out. Keller gets thrown out. Dale Swaim gets thrown out because when Dale Swaim gets on the field, he figures, I might as well just get thrown out of this thing regardless of what happened. I'm just going to get tossed. And then Renteria got tossed as well. Why Tim Anderson got thrown out, I really have no idea. Maybe he said some words. Maybe he said words that you're not allowed to say.
But
I
not
have no
to
idea.
The umpire.
Didn't look that way. No, certainly didn't look that way.
I understand magic words when you're arguing and with an ump.
The only reason I bring up magic words is because we didn't see him do anything. You know, he got hit, and then moments after he got hit, Martin Maldonado is out in front of his face barking at him, just screaming and yelling because he couldn't stand it. Because as soon as you put on the Royals powder blue and get behind the plate, you have to be a hard ass or something. So Tim gets tossed. And really, I think what happened here was Tim got tossed because Joe West doesn't like bat flips either.
I think you're absolutely bang on with that.
And I think that's...
I think that is an umpire also being baseball police.
I think that's what this is. And you don't, as an umpire, I don't think you should be able to control the discipline of a game. You know, who's throwing it home, all that kind of nonsense. You should be able to dictate a flow of a game if you want to determine who's balking and who's not, all that kind of stuff. You should be an umpire. You should be baseball police. But not about this. Not about the temperament with which someone plays the game. That's nonsense. It's pure nonsense.
It's overstepping the bounds of what your job is in that case to somehow reinforce these old baseball tropes just because you're old and baseball's old and thinking it's your job. This segment is brought to you by Anthony Buick GMC in Gurnee. During their spring sales event, save 10 grand on a new 19 GMC Acadia and over 6 grand on a new 19 Buick Encore. Anthony Buick GMC has over 400 vehicles for every budget. For offer details, visit AnthonyGurnee.com. And the texters act like you've hit a home run before. Act however you want.
Game's changed now. It's different. You could have been clued in for this through the national television ad that Major League Baseball threw out there. The whole thing I did this offseason, yelling and screaming about how baseball needs to better market its stars, they actually put together a commercial. It turned out pretty funny, and they used, nine different ball players mm-hmm. up on the stage, just luminaries, top guys, all this kind of stuff, top men, all up there talking about how you can play the game. You can let the kids play the game. You play the game however you want to play the game. That's baseball's position. I know this because they spent a whole lot of money telling you that this is our position. Then you've got old stodgy bastards like Ned Yost and Joe West who are going to determine that no.
That was not my favorite rap performer, by the way. Just didn't quite hit it.
No. I mean, you knew what you were getting, though, from the concert. You know, you show up to one of those,
yep,
you know exactly what you're going to get.
Yeah, when Wu-Tang replaced ODB with old stodgy bastard, it's sort of like Curly Joe joining the Three Stooges.
Didn't quite work the same way. The energy was a little bad. The guy just brought down every concert. So I just, you know, it seems odd to me that we want to go do this. And it's a little frustrating that some people in baseball want to go do this and throw at people. And it seems frustrating because, you know, like I mentioned in transition here, Brad Keller's 23. He's not Bartolo Colon.
He's not
CeCe Sabathia. He's not even Bud Norris, for that matter. That's a good call. He's 23 years old. As he's come up, somebody told him this is an okay thing for your manager to ask you to do. This is an okay thing for somebody, for you to feel this way. It's an okay thing for you to act this way on your own. And then the Royals as an organization, or whatever team, ends up running out of the dugout to back up their guy who just threw at a hitter, who took him deep. They're okay with it, too, because they came out of the dugout. I mean, it's just this it's this reinforcement of old nonsense that just doesn't have a place in baseball anymore.
Throwing at hitters needs to go away. It's got to go away. It's too damn dangerous. It's a weapon. You can end a career. And what it does for everybody else on that team, too, if you take out a star player, hit him on the knuckle, or you hit him in the neck, yeah. or you give the guy a concussion that takes him forever to come back from, it changes the arc for so many people. It is, and it's only because your feelings are hurt? Really?
Because
you threw a bad pitch, he hit it out and celebrated beating you, and your feelings are hurt. Therefore, you are somehow entitled to endanger his livelihood and endanger the fortunes of everybody else. That is insane.
Tim Anderson put it real well after the game. You'll hear from him after an update. I was going to tell you with the bat flip.
And here come the benches. Fun in baseball is not allowed. We have to yell at each other because he flipped his bat because he hit a home run. Why don't you just get him out? That would be the idea, but that's not going to happen. So here comes everybody onto the field. Tim Anderson held back by Abreu. And off we go. Everybody's coming in from the dugouts. The benches have cleared. You figured something might happen. Brad Keller didn't like it. Maldonado's reaction on the bat flip suggested he didn't like it as well.
I like a muscled-up Jason Benetti editorializing a little bit right there. As it's occurring in front of him, he's letting you know exactly how he feels about the current baseball trends, if you're listening carefully. And it's just to me, completely preposterous. What if it were just considered part of baseball that if a pitcher strikes somebody out and pumps his fist or does a spin or fires an arrow, that player is just allowed to walk out and hit the pitcher with a bat?
Yeah, you get to tackle him.
No, you get to hit him with a bat.
You just go, just right there on the ankle, something?
What's the difference?
Strikeouts happen more often.
But still, I mean, you hurt my
maybe
feeling.
Not anymore. Home runs happen a lot now.
You succeeded at this job at my expense and celebrated it, and now I am allowed to hurt you on purpose physically?
Yeah, I mean, taking it the far end of the spectrum, that seems as stupid as throwing it a hitter. We're going to get to Tim Anderson and his comments after the game in just a second, but I found this interesting from the 815. I agree with you that it's stupid. It's equally stupid for us to be railing against it. It's an old game. It's got old rules, and that's the way it is. Stop trying to change the game. It's not your job to change the game. I said, no, Major League Baseball's trying to change the game. They've got an ad campaign. They've got an allowance for this kind of stuff. There's clearly a tolerance from Major League Baseball toward a new and more enjoyable brand of behavior. The response there is, no, they're saying exactly what you want to hear and doing exactly what they've always done. They love the debate. They love the conversation around it. Well, that's not true if the players are changing the way the game has changed. Players themselves are altering the way and the accepted behaviors, and that's what is happening. And I also think that it kind of is our job as baseball fans to let baseball know how we want to watch and what kind of game we want to see. Whether they listen is another conversation entirely, but I think it is kind of on baseball fans to let them know as they're doing so much to change for a viewership that is, you know, that apparently needs a 3 hour and 5 minute game as opposed to a 3 hour and 10. Like they're doing a lot to cater to the viewer. Why not ask for the baseball that you want to ask for?
I would carry it a step further too. Baseball actively celebrates its internationalism. They brag about it. They pat themselves on the back for inclusivity and internationalism, the number of countries represented at an all-star game, etc. The World Baseball Classic. I initially thought, you know, what are we doing here? What's the point? And I really come around to enjoy it.
So fun.
I've really learned to enjoy it. I team Puerto Rico all the way. Absolutely love, love, love that team. But when you're doing that, there's also a tacit acceptance that you are ceding some ownership of the game. And a lot of this to me, this is, and I don't want to blow it out of proportion, but a lot of this, a lot of what we see, some of these countervailing forces in baseball are old school American thought processes this is our game. And if we let it get more internationalized, if we let the culture change, it's less ours. It becomes unfamiliar. It becomes uncomfortable instead of just embracing it. It's like the woman calling ice on the taco truck here. I mean, this is just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this as a reformed baseball curmudgeon.
Are you? No, there's no zealot like the converted. This is good for you. I didn't know that you were old school curmudgeon.
Sure you do. I was on these airwaves. On these airwaves, making fun of some of the Dusty Baker Cubs post-game celebrations around home plate. I was, it's April. What are they doing dancing around like a bunch of idiots in April? I did that. I was the same guy praising Barry Sanders because he would just hand the ball to the referee instead of doing a dance. And that was dumb. It was dumb. But I felt that, I don't know, maybe it's because I was younger and it made me feel older.
It's easy to say that.
And I would sit and think like, well, why did I think that then? And part of it is because I was in baseball. I was in, I was sitting with all these old farts on the benches and in the press boxes and on the bus with all of these old big leaguers and old minor leaguers, and I was steeped in it.
The game does not need to be protected from joy. There's a lot of things that needs changing in this game. There's a lot of stuff that could change about the actual game, but it does not need to be protected from joy. Tim Anderson provided it. He also had some comments after the game about what happened, the fight, getting ejected. Here's Tim Anderson in case you missed him.
You've had a little history with them. Did you kind of sense that might be coming after what happened on opening day last year, and then you do that?
That don't bother me. That's for you guys to keep up with. I take it day by day, and like I said, I'm going to continue to be me and, keep being a spark to this ball club and keep helping us win games.
How upset were you that they did that on purpose or seemingly did?
I get it. I just wanted to, let them know how I feel a little bit, too. So.
You were talking to Maldonado as you were kind of coming out of the box. Yeah. Did he say anything in particular? I mean, it seemed like
I don't know. It was a heated moment. So, I was kind of blocking out everything.
Were you stunned that you were thrown out?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I didn't kind of understand what happened. But I understood what was going on and why they threw both of us out.
You do have a little history with him too. Do you think that played into it?
I don't know. I don't think about that, man. Like I said, I go day by day. And, the past is in the past, so we're moving forward.
Do you understand why now you were ejected?
No, I don't. But it's, part of the game, I guess.
Did you throw the bat at your own dugout?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that kind of confusing? Why would you be offended by that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's, it's different. It's different, I guess. But like I said, I'm going to continue to be me and keep having fun, man. Our fans, they pay their hard-earned money to come to the ballpark to, see a show, so why not give them one?
Are you tired of the old baseball rules that are unwritten?
Those rules don't bother me. They don't bother me. I don't have any rules, so I play fun. I play to have fun, and I play with a lot of energy. So, like I said, I'm going to continue to do that.
Tim, if you were pitching and someone homered and did what you did, what would you do the next time?
Try to strike him out.
There you have it. Well said. Well handled.
Do you see Tim on Twitter, too? Randall Grichuk kind of subtweeted him saying guys are getting a little excessive on pimping homers, on meaningless homers, too. The one that gives your team the lead, those meaningless homers. Act like you've done it before. Act like it one time. Tim came back at him, said, put a name on it so we can see who you're talking about, brah.
Wow.
If you're a White Sox fan, hell, if you're just a baseball fan, you gotta, and if you want to play the realist side of this, if you are in a mindset that would give you, well, he bat flipped against the Royals and against Joe West, against Ned Yost, and Tim even kind of did it for you there in his comments. Like he knew, he understood what was going to come after he got hit. He kind of understood what was going to happen afterward. You've gotta love a guy that's gonna just be him, even when Joe West is on the field, even when Ned Yost is in the other dugout. I mean, those are the kind of stones that you like in a ball player. That's fun.
Yeah, I don't know why when Bryce Harper hit the first home run this year a couple of weeks ago, that mammoth 475-foot shot.
Monster shot.
And just launched the bat at the Phillies dugout.
Yeah.
At their dugout.
Yeah.
Not his dugout like Tim Anderson did.
Mm-mm.
Tim Anderson said, hey, look, we're celebrating over here. Check me out. How was that? And that's staring into the – but that's just Bryce Harper. That's just the game, right? That's just what he does.
Kind of. Yeah, I mean, it's he's come up with the reputation of doing it. And I wonder if Tim Anderson had had started better, performed better from the get-go, if he'd had a better reputation as a ball player who's doing this, if he'd done it more, you know, if he'd hit more homers, mm-hmm. and you just had a bigger sample size of him doing this kind of stuff, if it'd be okay or more okay to more ball players, I don't. Maybe it's just he's that kind of hot. And when you go into a scouting report, if you're Brad Keller and you're sitting down with your pitching coach, Ned Yost, going, all right, here's how you pitch Tim Anderson. Don't let this guy beat you. He's hotter than all get out, so don't let this guy be the one. And then you give up the dinger, and then it's, ah, God, I did it to this guy. I mean, I think it's absolutely great. Tim's fantastic.
A little wonderful chunk of baseball history here that was sent in from the 319, who said, I agree, a pitcher hitting a batter on purpose is just stupid. It's been around as a question for a long time. It says, Casey Stengel sent a young Warren Spahn back to the minors because he refused to hit a batter before the World War II. He felt Spahn wasn't tough enough. He said later he might have made a bad call on this one. Spahn, a decorated World War II vet and a pretty good pitcher.
Want to know what you think? Big fight between the Sox and Royals yesterday. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Maldonado gets right in Anderson's face after Keller drills him with the first pitch. And here we go.
Well,
it's not the first time. And let me give you a disclaimer. I'm not blaming either side, but this is not the first time Tim Anderson has done that on a home run with the Royals. And the Royals have not appreciated it either time.
No, I mean, that was pretty flagrant. Especially after he threw the bat, and then he yelled something, and looked like it was it towards Maldonado. I mean, you know, those are things that happen. Alex got one in the ribs early in the game. Hey, maybe that's the payback. And if you're going to do it, get him below the waist, exactly where he got it.
Not sure I understand that. I mean, he's right about the history with Tim Anderson.
Yeah, he's right. It's happened.
That's Fox Sports KC. That is the other side of the broadcast after we heard Jason Benetti's description.
Why would Tim change his game for any team he's playing against? Why in the hell would anyone do that? What's the point? Oh, I'm playing the Royals today. Better not hit a homer. That would suck. They hate it when I do that.
Well, I guess I can't hit a homer because they're playing against these guys
today. That really sucks. That's just too bad.
Yeah, we have a dissenting opinion here from Glenn downtown who says, you know, I had to give a rational reason for Joe West's decision. Admittedly, it's a stretch, but perhaps he ejected Anderson to preserve order on the field for the remainder of the game. Realistically, if Anderson stays in the game, petulant and/or vindictive members of the Royals are going to be trying to provoke him the rest of the game every chance they get. It's not Anderson's fault. It's too bad, but it might be a sound decision.
So he's saying that West ejected Tim for his own safety?
Yeah, you know,
that's a little false flaggy for me.
I don't like that at all because it's victim blaming.
It's
victim blaming.
It also puts a lot of the benefit of the doubt on Joe West, and that's not a place I'm willing to put my benefit or doubt.
In Wilmette, not. It is Guy on the Score. Or Gee.
Hey, guys. Love the show. You know, I wanted to chime in here just about these professional athletes. You know, the majority of them weren't raised just being baseball players or just baseball players. But they were raised as, you know, football players that had some type of physical activity. So, you know, baseball is a non-physical contact sport. So expressing this type of, like, machismo, I think it's just kind of a natural act of an athlete.
Hey, Guy, let me ask you, who's expressing the machismo? Tim Anderson when he chucks the bat or Brad Keller when he hits Tim Anderson?
Oh, Brad Keller when he's chucking the ball at him. I mean, they've already, you know, taken out, striding out at second base. Right?
Okay, yeah, but hold on. So, wait, one second. I'm going to cut you off. I just want to clarify something. Why is Brad Keller's expression of machismo in hitting Tim Anderson, which expression of machismo is a great phrase, why is that okay and Tim's isn't?
Well, Tim is celebrating, right? I mean, he's celebrating the fact that he just jacked one out of the park, and he deserves to do that. I'm not justifying Keller's action.
Okay, you're just saying, like, equal and opposite happens.
What's that?
Equal and opposite is a natural occurrence.
Yeah, but the problem is I don't agree. The expression of petulance, the I'm mad, my feelings are hurt because I failed at my job. I disagree with your premise that because they've played other sports and previously had an ability to respond physically, that's what breeds this response in baseball. I think baseball has created this just because guys are a-holes.
Yeah, you have a point, but my point is that there is a way that baseball players need to have an outlet.
Why? Should this be allowed? Hold on a second. Okay. Should this be allowed in a chess tournament?
Why can't Keller just strike him out and happy his outlet?
I don't agree with the premise that these people must have be allowed some kind of physical outlet. What about in a chess tournament? Should that be allowed? If a guy beats me in chess, should I hit him over the head with a board? What about in golf?
Oh, well, still on, I guess. I just feel that throwing a ball at somebody is not the proper way to express this type of, hey, I'm a man and I can mess you up by chucking a ball at your head. I'm not justifying that that's correct. I'm just trying to make a point here that these are physically fit, grown men that know that have had contact in their entire lives.
I don't buy this premise. This idea of having somehow physical contact in their entire lives, I don't necessarily buy that. How do you square this with the way baseball is played in other countries?
I can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That's.
Yeah. I mean, just
I think
this,
that's where
this,
we're getting
this idea that they have to because of their all this testosterone they can't control themselves. They have to be allowed to react physically.
So Jay and I can't do this because we're not physically fit.
Oh, that's right. What are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to? Is there something? Is there a minimum and cry in your car?
I'm going to dunk 50 Oreos, man.
Is there a minimum level of fitness required to be allowed to throw a baseball at somebody? I mean, seriously,
what's going to happen to Matt Albers when he gets mad?
Well, he spikes the baseball. That's what he does. Or no, what did Matt Albers? Oh, he spiked the gum. That's what he
does. Is that what he did?
Yeah, remember when Matt Albers would get out of an inning, he'd take the gum out of his mouth and spike it down to the ground. Matt Albers is such a great guy to talk to. I saw him pitch
for the Brewers when I was in L.A. That dude is podcast P1.
He is so much fun. I thought when I walked in for media day the first day, and I know everybody's told this story about Matt Albers, but I got in early and Matt had shown up and it's before he had changed and I hadn't seen Matt Albers yet. You know, he had just gotten to the club. And I was like, it's a new clubby. Kind of old, pretty big. Oh, it's Matt Albers.
He looks like Jay Cutler too.
It's like a normal dude,
but he's got Cutler face.
Yeah, he didn't have the salad though. He didn't have that. I mean, no, but Jay's got a head of hair.
But when he's got the hat on, you don't really see.
He's got Cutler face if you like took the picture and extended it at the corner and just made it bigger.
Screen resolution went weird on this.
Right, if it was in HD, but you're watching it on a TV that doesn't have HD.
Right.
We're going to talk to Jason Benetti, who described all of the action yesterday. He is coming up next, and he'll join the Bernstein and McKnight Show on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.